Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you what, we love speaking to all the awesome members of Hertfordshire Sports Partnership. Great to chat to Will Slemmings earlier this week. And we're joined on the line by another wonderful representative of that great team, Josh Spevins. Josh, good evening. How are you doing?
Very well, yeah. Enjoying the sunshine.
Tell you what, it's a bit lovely, isn't it? I know we're in a crazy time and it's challenging and all that, but I'm a simple man, Josh. When the sun shines, I've got a smile on my face. So there we go. And I tell you what also puts a smile on my face, the awesome work you guys do at HSP, Heart Sports Partnership. And in particular, I'm keen to learn a little bit about a great opportunity, it sounds to me, a bit of a final call for arms, for 10 community sports and health officer apprenticeships. Yeah. Tell us a bit more about this project.
Yeah, so it's a really exciting time at the Sports Partnership at the moment. We've kind of for a long while been really keen to put young people first. And the projects we've been doing, I think, back that up. And we're really proud and passionate about supporting young people. And I think that's probably more important now than ever. Lockdown's obviously proven that. Mm. But in terms of the apprenticeship, yeah, really exciting. We're looking to employ, so that's fully funded through our own reserves, 10 apprenticeships in the 10 boroughs of Hertfordshire. And yeah, like I say, it's a great opportunity for a young person to really get their foot in the door of the sports sector. That's essentially what we see it as.
As you say, it's a stepping stone, isn't it? So a future degree, a 15-month program, going to get hands-on experience. I mean, it just sounds rather special, quite frankly, because lots of people would love to get into this exciting world of sport. It opens up so many options, but it isn't as easy as all that, is it? And I guess that's why apprenticeships are so crucial, because again, it's enabling, empowering young people to get an opportunity. So just your thoughts quickly on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite easy to look at young people's chances at the moment and see them to be quite bleak with the amount of unemployment and things like antisocial behaviour rising in the county. But realistically, something like this is a fantastic chance to take advantage of. And like I said, get a foot in the door of a job in sport. People like myself, I don't want to say the hard graft, but we went to university and I did 4 years at a national governing body. And when I look around the office, I'm surrounded by some really amazing people that have kind of been there and done it. So it's apart from a foot in the door, essentially you're going to be like knocking around with some people that are really at the forefront of sport for social change. And you're going to be gaining 4 days work experience, which is kind of unheard of in the sector. So again, we're really excited. We're looking for some really enthusiastic people that really care about sport and are passionate about working in the sector. And then we're pretty much giving them all the tools and the experience to be a success and eventually take our jobs and run sport in the county.
And that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about passing on the baton to the next generation. A 15-month project, as you say, 4 days a week, hands-on experience. I mean, you just can't put a price on that, can you? And then 1 day a week, I think of a bit of educational element to it as well. So it was going to be intense, but for the right character, I can imagine a lot of people listening to this would just think, this is what I've been looking for all my life. How can they get involved? How, I guess it's a final call to arms now, isn't it?
Yeah, so essentially the deadline is the 30th of June. So we're asking people to get their applications in quite quickly. We've had a lot of interest. But if I explain the role and just a little bit of detail. So there's 4 days a week where you'll be inside the community, and mm-hmm. What you'll be doing there is delivering our active local program, and you'll be involved in an organization that's within the borough that you're sort of place. So the hope is that we find young people that have grown up in a community, they know their community, they know the goods and the bad, mm. And they're able to empower the local area to sort of provide sport for more people so that we get more people active. That's essentially what we want to achieve with this. And then, one day a week. So as a group, we come together, and it'll be based at the University of Hertfordshire where we're based. So again, it's kind of a major opportunity to experience that world and being around university. And then there's the add-ons. Like there's a lot of bits that we don't want young people to miss out on, like they would if they went to university, with the socials and the camaraderie of being together. So all of that stuff will be built in as well. We're really keen to listen to what the apprentices want. So whilst we can really support them with the training and the experience and all the stuff they're going to need, which ultimately is when we're looking for jobs or for people to apply for jobs in the future, we're kind of gearing them up to have everything on paper that we're looking for. So it's quite.
I love the fact that there is that element of kind of, yeah, this program already to me sounds phenomenal. I think a wonderful opportunity, but always that openness, that kind of whilst you respect what you've accomplished and how good the team is, to be willing also to have a feedback loop so that then things can always be improved. That, I think, is the kind of emblem of any successful team, be that in sports, business, or in your case, where sport and business kind of fuse.
Yes, that's pretty much my role, to be fair. So from our side of things, obviously we have a fantastic team that do some amazing projects. My role within the apprenticeship is to act like the mentor. So there's someone there that's got their foot in all the stuff that HSP are doing, but at the same time are the first point of contact for any of the apprentices for any support. And it could be little things like just organising the socials and the stuff that we do that's it's fun away from work. But at the same time, there's some of the real difficult nitty-gritty bits of just experiencing education and deadlines and funding bids and all these bits that can be quite stressful. I'm the point of contact that's the kind of there for them to bounce off of. And then it doesn't stop there. So you've got a colleague of mine, Kay, who would deliver the tutoring. So she'll deliver all the education stuff from our end. And again, there's anything to do with the training. She's available 5 days a week for the support. And then Jamie will be the link officer between ourselves, the organisation that these young people will be working within, and the young people. So you kind of get in a threefold attack where what we see it as is an opportunity for young people to go in and put their own spin and their own mark on some fantastic roles that we're looking to get them involved in. At the same time, not leaving them out to dry. It's us really supporting them for a rounded package so that they actually achieve, which is what we want.
It just sounds to me like this, for the right character, is going to be one of life's great experiences, Josh. How do we get involved? If somebody listening to this is thinking to themselves, this has got me written all over it, what's the best way? Is it just through the website?
Yeah, so I mean, the MCOL is on the website, so that's where you'll find the job pack, you'll find the person specification, and you'll find the application form there. I mean, things like the breakdown and the details, I can go over now, but they're all on the website as well. So it's anyone over 18. Ideally, we're looking for people that can travel, so having a car or a form of transport is going to sort of set you apart. And I'd say apart from having foundation skills in English and maths, there's no real necessary requirement in terms of education apart from that. It's just, again, a commitment to want to work in sport and be passionate about it. So I'd say having that sort of background in sport is really going to, again, set you apart a little bit. But apart from that, I'd say people are more than welcome to contact myself. So you can get me at j.spavins, that's S-P-A-V-I-N-S, at hearts.ac.uk. Or if you go on to our Instagram page, so there's a Sporting Hearts Instagram page, but most of the stuff is on the Career Mode Instagram, which is Enter Career Mode, which is our young people education and employment project that I run.
So I'm really delighted you brought that up, because I wanted to kind of move to that next. What I love about this is that, again, it's designed almost to be talking on a language level, on a level with the people that you are genuinely looking to empower and engage with. Just before we drill into this, and I know this is something you're real passionate about, it ties into that wonderful overall arching sport for social change ethos. But some of the stats, again, give rise to that sense of bleakness, don't they? Where 75,000 young people enter the youth justice system every year. One in five are going to be involved in some crime or antisocial behaviour, 20%. One in seven young people attribute that antisocial behaviour as a symptom of boredom. And there is approaching 500,000 young people unemployed. This was June 2019. They're the brute stats that, again, they are bleak. But what is phenomenal that this career mode is designed to fight back, create that social change in power through sport. Josh, just tell us a little bit more about this. And again, that sort of iterative process between you, a whole team, lots of partners, and listening to those that you are trying to empower.
Yeah, so this is, first of all, I think I'd love to sort of talk about it all night, and I could, believe me. I'll start by saying this is an extension of some fantastic work that went before me. So the organisation, I've been really keen to support services that are obviously dealing with youth offending and young people. And there's a project from a colleague of mine, Charlie, that essentially provides free football for young people, knowing that most of these young people need something to do. There's a reason why they're bored and stuff. They just don't.
That's it. That's the boredom factor, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, exactly that. So the project kind of came about from really knocking heads together after learning a lot from the Sport and Chance programme to have a co-design and a real sort of mapping with key partners around the county. They do some fantastic work with young people. And then I came on post to deliver that. So everything that we learned from that previous, with all my ideas, I then went out and spoke to a lot of partners, so key partners, like the Schools and Gangs team that do some fantastic work again.
I think there's 50-odd partners all in. I mean, that's a full-time job just keeping touch base with those, I would imagine.
Honestly, though, the people that are out there, they are doing some fantastic stuff. And I think one thing I was really keen to do from the start was provide them with something that they want to be involved in.
Yeah.
Without a cliche, thinking it looks cool and all this. Actually something that they can generally look at and think a young person has designed that and it benefits them.
Yeah.
So in terms of like the branding and stuff, that's all been designed by young people. Everything you see of Career Mode has involved young people in the process.
I mean, the very word, the very kind of brand itself, Career Mode, reflects that kind of culture of gaming, doesn't it? And obviously the taking it serious choice when you revert or upgrade perhaps to Career Mode in a gaming kind of context. I think that's very clever.
Yeah, exactly that. So obviously, I've grown up myself playing video games and stuff like that, and I know because I've worked enough with young people now to realise that it's a big part of their present, and it's a massive part of their future as well. So
absolutely,
the way it's kind of been designed is we're giving them the control. They're in control of their own journey. So everything they do in the project, yes, we can open the doors, and yes, we can provide them with loads of ideas. Essentially, they're the ones that choose what they want to do, and they're the ones in control, because they're the ones that are going to benefit long term. And there's all the knock-on effects of how much it can support the communities and the sport sector in the future. But ultimately, what we want to do is see these young people come to us with, yes, they might have issues and they might be at a disadvantage, but we're kind of giving them the advantage to take control and to go on to education, employment, and achieve all the things they want to achieve in life.
And what I think is wonderful about this is that you are genuinely empowering, aren't you? With whatever they put in, they get out. And it's almost like in a computer game, or indeed in a sporting context, if you do more, then you get incentives, and you can see that very clearly, a very transparent way you are in the given context or a given league. And that taps into that human competitive instinct. And then that is in turn channeled incredibly positively. And here's the thing. If you're just impacting on one person positively, who then impacts on another person positively, before you know it, social change has occurred by dint of it. And of course, I'm sure there's infinitely more than just one. But talk to me a little bit about that sort of self-management, empowerment, and incentivized structure to career mode.
Yeah, so there's three components of the project in its sort of fundamental. So we have young people come to us through the partners, and we link them up with agents. So these are first-class sort of role model, positive mentors that we've managed to recruit, and we're really proud to have on board. Mm-hmm. So they're able to relate to young people, and they're really, really good at keeping them engaged and unlocking some of the potential in them. That's kind of why we've got them involved. But the three components are participation, so that's sport, physical activity, mm-hmm. generally stuff that we all know will benefit young people, short-term and long-term. So their physical health, their mental health will all improve if they are playing sport or keeping physically active. So that's the main point. They have 5 points for everything they do. That's part of the participation package. And then there's community activation. So this is a way of, let's say, dressing up the V word, which we don't use, in a way that, yes, it will support young people to help their communities, mm-hmm. help clubs, help organisations. And there's various things they could do, from coaching to, going to meetings and speaking on behalf of young people to social media stuff. But it's breaking it down into five different roles that ultimately play to their strengths as young people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're able to demonstrate and build experience of key skills that employers are looking for.
Absolutely.
So rather than give roles like, let's say, a coach or secretary or something like that, we use words like influencer, promoter, champion, and leader, because these represent what, if a young person is going out there to benefit themselves but also improve the lives of other young people, they are champions, they are promoters. And them kind of buying into the fact that there's more kudos in a role like that, and being able to put that on their CV when they go for job applications and apply for university. And ultimately, they're setting themselves
up. You're talking their language, aren't you? And you're getting on a level where, you know, it's buy-in. This, and you can imagine people thinking, you know what? This is really good. I'm doing something powerful, but I'm doing it because I want to, and I really, really like this.
And that leads on to the
people face, isn't it, when they are, you know, trying to almost talk different languages to the to the quote unquote young people, the youth of the day.
Yeah, so exactly that. It's like I say, we're not asking young people to come to where we are. We're going to young people, providing them with an offer that speaks to them and they understand. And when you say the words career, when you say the words promoter, influencer, they know exactly what you're talking about. And like I say, I'll go back to the third component, which is essentially why we're doing everything. It's the rewards. So putting points on a leaderboard, yes, it's amazing. You're going to be competing against each other. And it's a great feeling when you're getting rewarded for some mundane tasks, simple tasks, like going for a run. But the rewards package is a way of us rewarding young people for the effort they put in with training and qualifications that are going to set them apart from other young people. So those guys that have come into us, yes, they might have come in because they're at a disadvantage for whatever reason. They may have made mistakes in the past, mm-hmm. and they may be on the cusp of the youth justice system. But when they leave us, and while they're with us, they're going to be engaging in some real positive pathways, and then the stuff that they unlock as rewards is, again, it's down to them. If they want to be a businessman, we'll do everything we can to build qualifications in there that will help them run their own business in the future, even right down to putting them in front of the lead lecturer at the university, mm-hmm. Of the business management course that we'll go through, listen to the ideas they have, give them some feedback, be quite blunt with them, but be open with them and be honest, which is what they want. Which, again, most young people would never have that opportunity. But the only way they've got in front of that person, or they've got that training, is because they've put the effort in and the work to get the points on the leaderboard.
What I love again is it's turning deficiencies into a positive, because if there is that sense of NUI, that sense of boredom, right, and all of a sudden you're channeling it and you're giving empowerment, and then naturally what follows is a sense of confidence. So when they've reached that level where they are talking to people who can open up doors for them, they're talking on a level, can make eye contact, hold themselves in a certain way, maybe dress in a slightly different fashion, because that has been the culmination of a journey that they have chosen to be on. Just coming back to the chosen element of this, can you just explain a little bit about how people get nominated? Because I don't think it's an application. It's almost like a scouting system that you've got organized. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, exactly that. So we're looking for Wonder Kids. Most organisations and services, that they do some amazing work, but it's always a referral. And myself, I didn't feel comfortable with that. And I put myself in the shoes of a young person. It's been referred here, they've been referred there. Everything that's referral, although it's a positive thing, the stuff that it would be referred to, I always think it kind of signifies a negative reason for being approach to do that positive thing. So we kind of went away and had a good think about this alongside the theme of gamification. We're looking for young people that are going to be doing some things to benefit their lives and improve their lives long term, and ultimately that's a massive step than just wanting to be involved in it. So rather than referring on, it's a nomination. So partners and all those groups that work with young people, whether it's the schools and gangs team with the police, or YC Hearts, or Family First, all these fantastic organisations that do a lot of great stuff. They're able to identify a young person that they know quite like sport. Yes, they've got their issues, and they're maybe not engaging too much in some of the stuff they should be engaging in. But there's something there. There's something about this young person.
There's a spark. You know what? Yeah. I think there's a spark in everybody, frankly. Maybe I'm naive exactly in that regard. Yeah. But for some people, they never recognise that or never have the chance to.
Yeah, so those, they will nominate that person in. I think that's probably something one of my agents said actually the other day, speaking to a young person. I think it's really relevant and something that young people should realise. And I'd argue adults should also take into consideration that a lot of behaviours or characteristics that young people demonstrate can often be downplayed as negative, or there's a reason why they get into trouble. They're too cocky. They're some of those sort of natural traits that they've grown up with has often got them into trouble. Mm. All the stuff we do is about them developing those traits and those characteristics and not changing them. We're not asking them to not be arrogant and cocky and stuff like that. We love that. That's what's going to set them apart in the future when they're in a boardroom. And they're not scared to shy away. They're the people that are going to stand up and fight for what they believe in, and they're going to go on and achieve some amazing things creatively. And what we try to do is utilize all their skills, all their personalities, in a way that will always benefit them, will always see them progress, because we know that long term, those are the people that will change the landscape of sport in the future, or whatever careers they decide to go into. So again, it's on to the partners. We kind of put out a sort of scouting network, as you said, for them to really sort of identify some young people that are keen to progress in life, that maybe just not found the thing that they want to engage in, or they're sort of buying into. And a career mode hopefully comes in and presents them with an opportunity that they're interested in, they'll enjoy doing, and they'll progress from. And then at the same time, it's not a be all and end all. This doesn't replace anything else that they're involved in. It's an extension of, so it's like an arm and a shoulder with some real positive support. And if they're doing other things, we sort of support them. And we even build in a awards package and a point system where if they need functional skills because they want to go to university and they haven't got that in place yet, well, we'll reward them when they do that. So everything they do is about earning points on a leaderboard so they can progress in life.
And again, that taps into that competitive element, which we can't shy away from it. There is not a magical wand to make our world utopia. It is what it is. Therefore, we all need to look at what we've got, work in partnership, and summon up that belief to, in time, forge a much healthier, happier society. But again, you're giving them that reality, but in a way that it's not lecturing, but rather literally empowering. I'm genuinely astonished by the conceptual values of this program. How long has it been kind of going for?
So we piloted it. It was launched at a pilot. The pilot was launched, in the February. So it hasn't been going too long. It went for about two to three months before lockdown obviously came about. And then during lockdown, we had a short spell where we paused while we sort of went back to the drawing board. We spoke to the young people involved and some of the partners. And there hasn't been many changes. It's been very much a case of seeing what actually worked and how best we communicate with young people and then running with it. So we realised more than ever that young people are at risk of falling away and they needed support more than ever. So we decided to open it up again, and we held a webinar with, again, more of the partners to describe what we've learned so far, what we're looking to do in the future, and the fact that you should be nominating people in now. We're ready. We want to support young people. We've got this fantastic opportunity for them. Get them in. Let's see what we can do. So it's all up and running live. We're getting nominations in every week. It's popular. And I'd say we don't really have a problem selling it to a young person. It's like I said, it's been rather well received, which we're obviously positive about. And for anyone that obviously may not come into the project via a nomination, there is ways that you can sort of benefit from some of the lessons and the positive messages. So the Instagram page, for example, is all about celebrating the stuff that the young people on the project are doing. Opportunities are available locally for sport and community activation. But at the same time, we're presenting loads of role models that have kind of been there, done it, sending out videos and some stories and stuff that hopefully inspires young people to listen to what they're saying. And there's a reason why they've made it in music, and there's a reason why they're now playing professional football or basketball, they're a PT trainer. And they own their own business. Listen to what they're saying and the power of sport, and hopefully it gets across.
I'm sure it will. I'm just saluting your work here. That Instagram page, what's the best kind of link or, you know, tag?
The handle is at Enter Career Mode. So if people search that, they should find it. The logo and thing is, branding, sorry, has all been designed by young people, so it's quite sharp, recognizable, black controller with yellow. So if you see it, hit follow. I'd love to keep you on board.
Definitely get involved. And also, if you've been listening to the early piece of this interview and think you could well become one of the 10 members of the Community Sports and Health Officer Apprenticeship Scheme, which has got all the makings of both direct hands-on experience plus getting to learn from the likes of Josh, who's been a foot soldier doing this for some time, plus an academic support. It just sounds like a phenomenal 15-month project. If you think that is well up your street, remind us, Josh, of the best way to get involved in the final call to arms for that.
Yeah, so the website, Sporting Hearts, you'll definitely be able to find all the information you want on there. But I've just plugged, obviously, the Career Mode Instagram. On there, the website link from Career Mode takes you straight into the apprenticeship. So we're pushing the apprenticeship from there heavily, knowing how powerful it is for a long-term prospects of a young person. And now, if you are on that page, yes, there's going to be loads of stuff about Career Mode, but you'll also see a lot of my colleagues and other people providing us with some fantastic promotion video content. So we've done a load of TikTok videos to sell the apprenticeships. So again, hopefully, we're not just giving you a load of text that you've got to read to find out what it's about. This is people talking to you that have been there, done it. So just go there, have a look, have a listen, and hopefully you'll see the benefit.
Truly love it. And I'll tell you what, again, utilizing the power of modern technology in a very powerful way to cut through, to speak the true language of the people you are trying to empower. Got to tell you, it's been inspiring to talk with you, Josh. I appreciate your time. I genuinely appreciate all the awesome work, not just you personally, but the whole team there at HSP do, utterly committed, living it and breathing it to the Sport for Social Change ethos. Amazing work. Thank you for your time and insights tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.